Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome back to another episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. As always, happy to be here. I wanted to talk a little bit today on this episode, just kind of something that I kind of experienced or saw with myself. And I think it can apply a lot to just mindset shifts that we might have to make in life, whether it's just our goals or just evolving as a person. And I'll just start by giving a little backdrop and a little bit of story. So this year in 2019, in May, and June, I went out of the country. In May, I went to the Bahamas. And in June, I went to the Dominican Republic, as some of you know, to work on my Spanish. In May, I just went to the Bahamas just for fun, for vacation. So one thing you may or may not know, depending on how long you've been listening to the podcast or how long you've kind of been following me, way back in 2005, I want to say 2004, 2005, had a lifestyle change, and I went on to lose over 100 pounds through diet and exercise. And my weight has tinkered back and forth in that time, in the last, can't believe it, almost 14, 15 years now at this point. So one thing I have learned through this journey is kind of that you have to kind of be careful when it comes to a lot of absolutes. So saying that we'll never do things or we'll always do certain things. And I wanted to talk just a little bit more today about when life makes us a hypocrite. So things change. So like I said, I lost over 100 pounds at this point from my heaviest known weight. And when I was a little younger, when I would say like maybe when I first lost weight, maybe like my early to mid 20s, I would do things like maybe wear shorts. But then as I got a little bit older, I really became, I guess, not necessarily self-conscious, but just aware of the aftermath with my body from losing so much weight. So as you may or may not know, you lose a certain amount of weight, especially when you get into really high numbers, over 50 pounds. I have a lot of excess skin that just hangs off of my body. And that's just kind of a consequence of being so large at one time. But that's just me. So for a while, I really never wore a lot of shorts because I had a lot of, and I still do, a lot of excess skin and a lot of cellulite on my thighs, in my thigh area. And so if I do wear shorts, they're usually, at this point, it's like a Bermuda short. And if you don't know, those are like knee-length shorts. Okay, so getting into all of it. So that's just kind of been something that I just really haven't done on very, very, very rare occasions. So even like at the gym, my workouts, that almost always been like a capri, like a longer kind of in between a pant and a short. Or if it's like I'm going out at summertime, maybe a Bermuda short. They're always going to cut like right around the kneecap or lower, just because of like the skin, like I said, and the cellulite and things like that. And so one thing that I had always said once I reached a certain point, I was like, oh, I'm never really going to wear shorts like that. Not like out in public, like outside the house. So I was like, oh, you've never seen me in shorts like above my knee like that. And that's just something that I've always kind of stuck with. Like, oh, I'm not going to wear shorts. Like, no. So I did a little bit when I was younger. But like I said, once I hit about my mid-20s, I was like, no, I'm not going to have like all my cellulite and things out. I had put on a little bit of weight. I would maybe say around, I don't know, grad school happened. Life happens. Maybe 2008, 2009, 2010. And one thing I had did to try to motivate myself to get back down to size was I kind of bought what was called a pair of goal shorts or goal pants. And sometimes I tell my clients to do that, especially if you don't want to focus so much on like the scale and a number. You might find a pair of jeans that doesn't fit anymore and kind of use that as a measuring tool to see like how you're progressing, or measure yourself like with like a measuring tape, or just see how you feel. If you were running a mile in 15 minutes, now you're doing it in 14 minutes, like, oh, that's still progress. So just finding the alternate means of progress. So, like I said, around, I don't know, maybe 2008, 2009, I bought a pair of shorts. And I said, oh, I'm going to get back into these pair. Let's get into this pair of shorts. I actually didn't own them. I bought them from Walmart. And again, life had happened. So my weight has fluctuated so much from 2009. And I had never worn those shorts. And somehow, when I was getting ready for my trip to the Bahamas, I was like, oh, I'm going to bring these shorts with me, these gold shorts. I just like going through some old stuff and found them. So I put them, you know, in my bag. And of course, I have my like regular Bermuda length shorts and some other things that I'm comfortable with. And when I got to the Bahamas, you know, and I was just like, oh, you know, I'm in the Bahamas. Nobody knows me. I don't care if they see my cellulite. Like, it's going to be hot. I'm just going to enjoy myself. You know, nobody really knows me. I went one day to put on the shorts, the gold shorts that I had, and they actually were a little bit too big. And not hugely big, but before when I couldn't even like button these shorts, like I have room on them and I could wear a belt with these shorts now. And I was like, oh my gosh, wow. So not only did I wear the shorts outside of my hotel, like I went to the beach, and I even took pictures and a video with the shorts. And if you follow me on other social media or like YouTube and things, look out because I'm going to have a clip of it so you can actually see it if you would like to. So I actually had these shorts on and I was like, wow, that's cool. And like I took some pictures in them. Like, I don't know the last time I took some pictures actually in shorts because like I told you before, like all that cellulite. And so I wanted to talk with you today about when life makes you a hypocrite. So I had always said, like I said, I'm not going to wear shorts, like, and I definitely would not be photographed in shorts. So I have worn so many shorts this summer, very, very, very short shorts. especially when I've been in the Dominican and in the Bahamas, I was like, you know what? I've worked hard. I'm going to wear these shorts and it's hot. It's like almost 100 degrees or over 100 degrees. I'm going to wear the shorts. And I not only took some pictures of myself in shorts, but even when I went to the Dominican Republic, I had some professional pictures taken in shorts. And you could still see my cellulite and everything else. That didn't change. It didn't go anywhere. But the confidence that I saw when I finally got to look at the professional pictures, I was like, wow, how can we hold ourselves back in life if we just try to stick to what we said we would or wouldn't do? And not only did I enjoy myself and enjoy who I am and where I'm at, even looking at the pictures, I'm like, I can still see those things. But I'm like, you did this. You accomplished something. And even though you said you would never wear shorts, what was the reason for really saying you would never do that? Is it because you felt you should be ashamed? Is it because of what other people would say about like how your skin or how your legs look? Like, what was the point of that? And I think it's so important, like I said, sometimes we have to eat crow. And I know some of the listeners on my show aren't necessarily all from the United States. So eating crow is like a idiom or a phrase that's often used a lot in American English that just says, you know, you've been proven wrong or you might be humiliated. You have to kind of like eat your words. So after you've taken a strong position on something, like, oh, I'm never going to do this or I'm always going to do this, you essentially become a hypocrite or you have to like eat your words. You were proven wrong. And so for me, life itself made me a hypocrite and I had to eat that crow. I was like, oh, I'm never going to do this. I'm not going to do it. But why? So sometimes we change and sometimes we evolve and sometimes we do just have to eat that crow and life itself will make us a hypocrite. But, you know, we can't allow that to hold us back. So if you know that you've said something or you've taken a very strong stance or your viewpoints have changed, are you staying in a certain place just because of what you said at one point in time, even if that doesn't still hold true to you to this day? And I learned a lot from that, which I said. So like just looking at that and the fact that I could take professional pictures in shorts, not just like wear them out, like I'm going to be photographed in them. It's be very careful with absolutes. So be very careful with saying what you will never do or what you will always do, because you never know what circumstances might change for you, what life may bring. But two, sometimes we just have to eat crow. Sometimes we just have to eat crow because life itself has made us a hypocrite. So it just is what it is. And we can't allow ourselves to be so stuck on what we said or what we thought would always be true for ourselves to stop us from evolving. So where I'm at mentally now versus where I was at mentally when I said, oh, I would never be seen in shorts are two totally different places. And I would have held myself back from just embracing this level that I'm at now, this higher order of how I'm operating, just this body positivity or just accepting change or just accepting this is part of this is just who I am. It's okay. I've lost over 100 pounds. That's nothing to be ashamed of. Yes, I'm going to have some skin that hangs off of my body. Yes, I'm going to have some cellulite and things like that. Yes, I'm going to always forever have stretch marks. But look at what I've accomplished. So I could have kept myself in such a small place mentally if I would allow myself to just be stuck and focused on what I said I would never or always do, you know, a decade ago. Don't allow yourself to be caught up on that. It's okay to be wrong. It's okay to change your mind. And sometimes we have to allow ourselves to evolve, to grow. So that's just a big point I wanted to point out today. Like I said, you have to eat crow. Don't be scared of it. Don't be worried about what people are going to say. And sometimes we just have to explain that we changed our mind. We evolved. Things changed. Life happened. And we're at a different place. So don't allow who you used to be, or like you said, what you used to think, stop you from evolving into what you could be today or where you're going and growing. So hopefully this was just a few little tips or pointers as far as like mindset shifts are evolving. And as always, thank you so much for tuning into the Early Accountability Podcast. Definitely feel free to find me on social media under Kimmy Walker, K-I-M-I Walker, on most social media mediums, Facebook, YouTube, things like that nature, Instagram. And as always, thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.